sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain, sunny. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you.
I do love the sun. Tomorrow, Saturday, the longest day of the year, the summer solstice. The sun sets in Seattle at 9:11 p.m. Fremont will celebrate with its annual solstice parade and ensuing weekend festival. But long before Fremont ever set loose its naked cyclists, humans celebrated the solstice.
It's when the energy stops peaking and starts relaxing, starts going down. A lot of people feel a lot of stress and hustle at this time of year, and everybody's kind of like, enough, I want to relax, I want a break, I'm working too hard.
That's Reverend Belladonna Laveau. She's the Archpriestess of the Aquarian Tabernacle Church, a Wiccan church based in Index. For Laveau and other pagans who follow the traditions of a pre-Christian Europe, the sun's apex carries special meaning. They call the summer solstice Litha. I caught up with Archpriestess Laveau at a Minnesota rest stop. She's in the middle of a cross-country lecture tour. She told me that traditionally pagan observances of Litha celebrate the victory of maturity over adolescence.
Traditionally, it's done with a sword fight. You have a sword fight between the Oak King and the Holly King.
Wow.
And the Oak King is the young Peter Pan type god. His job is to fertilize the planet after winter. Like his whole role is to make sure that the planet is reseeded and that things are reborn and that we have an abundant summer so that humanity can survive. So the Oak King is all about, you know, the 18-year-old guy who's chasing all of the women and fertilizing the planet. That's what they are programmed to do. And the Holly King is the mature, responsible adult that protects and provides and nurtures, who has found something that they're in love with or devoted to and that they want to take care of. So we have a battle between the two, and the Oak King dies and the Holly King takes over and maturity rules.
Do you have those actual sword fights at your church?
Well, we used to. We don't anymore, because what we've discovered in modern day Wicca is that whoever is that dies in the sword fight ends up leaving the church or transforming in some kind of way that they're no longer in service. And we just don't have that many men to kill off. So we have found other ways to do it. We have a Dionysian celebration where Dionysus is enjoying all the pleasures of the planet. And then he falls in love with mankind and wants to understand their suffering and alleviate them and comfort them and teach them. So he transforms from that wild god running amok to the caring, nurturing, sacrificing god.
Yes, because it also sounds a little bit like Jesus. But
Yeah, it does.
I have to say, I'm quite partial to the winter solstice. How does Litha compare with Yule, which is the word for winter solstice?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. So the winter solstice is when the Holly King, being the wise father king, gives up his throne without a fight.
Because he's mature.
Because he's mature and he is wise and he understands the ways and makes room for the Oak King to be reborn and to take the cycle back into growth.
Interesting.
So we burn the Yule log. It's made of oak traditionally, and it represents the bringing fire back to the god.
Ah, and welcoming back this Oak King.
The baby, yeah, the spirit, the baby spirit. As a Cupid at Valentine's Day, that's the baby god growing.
But it's fascinating. I'm talking with Reverend Belladonna Laveau, who is the Archpriestess of the Aquarian Tabernacle Church. You're a Wiccan, and when I hear that word, I think of feminist theology, religions that focus on the female. But as you describe Litha, and actually even Yule, it seems kind of masculine. So how do the women fit into all of this?
Well, sun holidays revolve around where the sun is at certain zodiac points in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And those are focused on masculine energies, God energies, outward things, what's happening on the planet. The feminine stuff happens at full moons, where we focus on inner type work.
You mentioned that you don't, I'm just curious, you mentioned you don't have a lot of men to sacrifice in those sword fights. So is your church made up of more women than men, or is it about equal?
I think Wicca in general is female heavy, as women are seeking to find that empowerment in our community. We have a nice selection of men now.
For those of us who maybe haven't tapped in to the spirit of the roots of Litha, the summer solstice, what would you advise us to think about?
Well, it's the beginning of summer. So we celebrate it in America with 4th of July type activities, barbecues, getting together and enjoying the abundance of the earth, having feasts outside and swimming in the pool or in the river or getting out on the water and doing all of those things, worshiping the sun, enjoying the beauty of the earth in its abundant fullness.
Reverend Belladonna Laveau is the Archpriestess of the Aquarian Tabernacle Church. And whether you choose a sword fight or maybe just the Fremont Solstice Parade, hope you make time to enjoy the longest day of the year. It's tomorrow. I'm Marcy Silman. This is The Record on KUOW.